Abusing elders is a crime, but it's a crime that's underreported and often unpunished. There are bills in the Washington State House that aim to change that. One toughens penalties for abusers. Paige Ulrey is Senior Deputy Prosecuting Attorney with the King County Prosecutor's Office. She helped to write the bill based on her experience there. She told me that the elder abuse cases that come across her desk can be unnerving.
We have seen all kinds of cases. We see a large number of financial exploitation cases. We see neglect cases, sexual assault cases, physical assault cases, and some homicides as well.
Why are elderly people targeted?
You know, I think there are a number of reasons, but it seems to me like the most common denominator that we see in these victims, besides their age, is dementia and isolation. And that kind of cuts across the board with regard to the types of crimes that we see.
Who are the people who are abusing the elders?
The most common abusers that we see in these cases are people who are in some kind of trust relationship to the victim. So oftentimes it's family members, it may be caregivers, or occasionally it's strangers who see that an older person is isolated and potentially has some dementia, targets them, befriends them, gains their trust, and then proceeds to exploit them.
Do you have any idea how big a problem this is numerically?
We don't have a very good method of collecting data on these cases at this point. But one study that was done recently found that approximately 5 million Americans who are older are abused, neglected, or exploited every year. Another study says that one in 24 cases of elder abuse is ever reported, and one in 44 cases of elder financial exploitation is reported. So we're seeing cases that are going on, and many of which are never coming to light.
As a nation, are we coming to terms with this problem?
There was just a hearing held before the Senate Committee on Aging on the issue of elder financial exploitation, and we've had other hearings in the past. But I would say that we are at the very beginning stages of coming to terms with it. We have inadequate laws, inadequate funding to address it, and inadequate systems in place to respond to it.
I'm speaking with Paige Ulrey. She's Senior Deputy Prosecuting Attorney at King County at the Prosecutor's Office, and she deals with elder abuse. What about here in Washington State? What can we do better?
I think we can improve our laws that exist to protect vulnerable adults. I think we can also improve the coordination between DSHS and law enforcement. We can also work on creating positions for specialized detectives and prosecutors to respond to these cases. These are very complicated cases involving many different issues, and unless we have training and specialization for members of the justice system, these cases will not get the attention they deserve.
We have laws against assault and theft and many things. Do we need special laws that deal with elder abuse?
That's a good question. I think we do because these cases are different. For instance, right now we have a theft statute, but the standard range for theft, even if you take someone's life savings, is only 0 to 90 days in jail. So I believe we need a crime of theft from a vulnerable adult that will give us higher penalties for committing that kind of crime when the victim is vulnerable and an adult.
So, Paige Ulrey, what will this bill that you helped to write, this omnibus bill, do to get us to a better situation here in dealing with elder abuse?
It will create a crime of theft from a vulnerable adult, which will give us a longer statute of limitations. And it will also give us higher penalties for those who exploit elders and vulnerable adults. It will change the intent element of criminal mistreatment, which is our neglect statute, from recklessness to criminal negligence, which will allow us to get convictions in cases of serious neglect a little bit more easily. It will also create authority for multidisciplinary teams in Washington State. That will mean that we will have a mechanism for law enforcement, adult protective services, healthcare providers, and others who are involved in different aspects of elder abuse to come together, talk about cases, and talk about how best to protect victims and get justice.
Is there a personal stake here for you? Have you seen a case that particularly moved you to be passionate about this issue?
I think it's just been that over time, as I've seen case after case, I felt more and more strongly about the issue. The number of victims I've seen who have been horribly damaged by either financial exploitation or physical abuse or sexual assault is very high. There's one statistic that's particularly powerful to me, and that is that elders who are victims of any form of abuse, whether it's neglect, financial exploitation, or physical or sexual assault, are 3 times more likely to die a premature death. So these crimes, even if they are not do not seem so serious on the surface, often end up being fatal.
It sounds like some of these cases could be very difficult to deal with. How do you deal with elder abuse?
Well, I think it's doing some of the more systemic work that really feeds me. I do a lot of work on training law enforcement and prosecutors to recognize and respond better to these cases. I work on legislation like House Bill 1499 that we just talked about. So it's doing this more systemic work that helps people learn how to better respond to the problem, that feels very positive to me and that counteracts some of the negativity of the individual cases I work on.
Paige Ulrey, Senior Deputy Prosecuting Attorney with the King County Prosecutor's Office. She specializes in neglect and financial exploitation of vulnerable adults. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.